As we heard earlier, Iraq has a newly confirmed cabinet. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki spoke to his new government in strong terms about stopping the insurgency. But three of the most important cabinet positions that may be key to ending the violence have not been filled. Dan Murphy of the Christian Science Monitor joins me now from Baghdad. And Dan, what are these three cabinet positions?
The two most important are the Interior Ministry, who control the police, and the Defense Ministry, who obviously control the army. The third is it's essentially the National Security Advisor, the Minister for National Security, who provides coordination for those two other, you know, sides of securing Iraq. And unfortunately, while Maliki's big objective is securing Iraq, at the moment he hasn't filled the most important jobs.
And why is that?
Well, largely because the outgoing Interior Minister is a Shiite man named Bayan Jaber. And he was a former commander of the Badr Corps, which is a Shiite militia. And large numbers of Iraq Sunni Arabs, including most of the Sunni Arab politicians represented in Parliament, thinks that he stuffed the police full with Badr militiamen who've been running anti-Sunni Arab death squads. In the current sort of poisonous political environment amongst Iraq sects, there isn't trust amongst each other to allow the other guys to put their guy in charge of these police, because they worry that they'll become, as they have been for the past year, unfortunately, fighters for group and sectarian interests rather than national ones. So they're trying to find somebody everybody can agree upon, and, you know, guess what? There isn't any agreement yet. The bigger problem here is that you have impunity for all sorts of militias, some aligned to cabinet ministries and some not. And they all operate in a security vacuum that allows you to literally get away with murder here.
Maliki is also Shia. Is he trusted by the Sunnis?
They've been dealing with each other pretty much okay so far. He's from the Dakhla Party, which is one of the two big exile Shiite parties when Saddam was still in power. He's a big hardliner, was a big player in the De-Ba'athification Commission, which most Sunnis hated, and had this reputation coming in. So far, he has sat down and negotiated with most Sunni Arab groups. When the cabinet was approved on Saturday, 12 disgruntled Sunni legislators out of about 60 or 70 walked out. The rest stayed there and generally voted this cabinet, of course, without the Defense Interior and so on. So he has been able to work with them, but there's a background of enormous distrust. And when he deals with his first crisis, when there's a massacre of Sunnis, say, and they're claiming that the police did it, that will be the first test of how well he can maintain this relationship, because, as I said earlier, there isn't a whole lot of trust here at the moment. It's going to have to be built.
Okay, also today, let's go to the trial of Saddam Hussein, and that resumed today, but there were some courtroom fireworks and some antics. Tell us about that.
There certainly were. You know, really, this was not that interesting a day in court on the basis of what was going to be happening there. But a Lebanese woman who was one of Saddam's legal team immediately started disrupting the session last time she'd attended. She'd been kicked out by the judge as well, and he wasn't having any of it. And I think he called her a gang member. And as she was being dragged from the courtroom, she threw the bailiff's hands off of her, threw her sort of robes, you know, they like the British legal system, they wear robes in court, at the judge and was sent out. And then we had a sharp exchange with the judge, between the judge and Saddam. But these antics are pretty typical for the defense team and for Saddam himself, because it's their best chance they see of discrediting the process that I think they suspect is not going to end very well for their client.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan Murphy of the Christian Science Monitor in Baghdad.